Travel restrictions must be eased and connectivity between the UK and Ireland fully restored. That's the message from Ryanair CEO Eddie Wilson, who told Red FM News that if the airline is forced to close its base here in Cork Airport this winter, the effect will be felt severely across many sectors well into 2021.
If the aircraft go this winter and we don't make our plans for next summer, then there is nobody coming here unless they come here by canoe, and there will be nobody in the hotels, and the tourism industry here is going to be in collapse next summer. This government needs to do what other European governments are doing, which are saying we're going to come out of this crisis, we're going to have to live with it, but we need decisions and we need them today.
Cork TD James O'Connor, who was recently appointed to the Oireachtas Transport Committee by the Taoiseach, told Red FM News that tracking and tracing will be a critical step in getting airports functioning fully, and he admitted the current plan isn't working.
We must now look at what other countries are doing on an international level to actually make sure that the sector is not unnecessarily damaged during a pandemic. I think COVID restrictions around testing at airports are going to be very important. We've seen that being done in the United Kingdom. The current plan that the government have, I don't feel is sustainable. I've been calling for changes in that area, and I hope this will be addressed when the roadmap is going to be released later in the week.
It's been a lengthy day of briefings here at Cork Airport, and the hope here is that some easing of restrictions on travel will be announced in the government's long-term roadmap for dealing with COVID-19. Fiona O'Donovan, Red FM News, Cork Airport.